Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to Inner Voice Intuitive this evening. For folks who are new to the show, I just want to tell you a little bit about it. This is a forum for people who are interested in the intersection between their intuition and their imagination. I have studied depth psychology, which is all about connecting with our unconscious and that hidden potential in us that wants to create a bridge with our waking life so that we can feel more authenticity, feel more connection, feel more harmony, and actually be able to actualize the dreams that we hold inside and bring them forth and share them with other people, share our gifts with other people. And a great way to do that is to connect with your intuition and your inner guidance system, whether that's through chakras, numerology, tarot, deep listening, or any of those sorts of modalities or methods. All of those and more are a great way to connect with your intuition, or what Jung called the synchronicity principle, when magical happens start to appear in your life and lead you on this wonderful, vibrant journey. So if those topics are of interest to you, you're really in for a treat tonight. You're in the right place. If it's the first time you've listened to Inner Voice, please follow the show, share your shiny pretty picture with Inner Voice so that you can get updates on what's coming up on new shows. And do check out my page, Inner Voice Intuitive, for insight on about your intuitive path, and to sign up for my ebook, Chakra Balancing for Every Body and Soul. And I do want to tell you a little bit about what's coming up on future shows with Inner Voice. Star Brightner was not able to be on the show tonight. She works with crystals and does readings and astrology. She will be on the show in the summer. Her sister came in for a quick visit, and she had to reschedule, so I'll look forward to opening up a space for her in June. I do want to let you know that Mystic Nandy will be on the show next week. Mystic Nandy has been on the show before and does a show with Belle, I believe her name is Belle Seville, which I'm going to be on in a couple weeks. And I'm really looking forward to being on Nandy's show, and really am looking forward to having her here on Inner Voice again to share her EFT. She does a lot of work with EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, and has created a set of cards to use with that. So we'll be hearing a lot about that, and that'll be a real fun and different thing. The other thing I want to share with you is I just spoke with Michael Mapes this morning. For folks who are not familiar with Michael Mapes, he is an intuitive coach, and he really has a message out there about how connecting with the intuition can be such a gift and such a vibrant connection for anybody on their path, whether they want to do readings, whether they're particularly spiritual in their orientation or not. Listening to inner guidance, listening to your intuition can help you to have more clarity about how to live your life and how to live it authentically. So he just agreed to be on the show, and I'm really excited to have him on too. So check out Michael Mapes, Intuitive Coaching, as well. So that is what is coming up that I know about so far in Inner Voice. And with no further ado, I want to introduce my guest this evening. Tonight I have Stephanie Campione on. Stephanie Campione is a master numerologist. I'm really excited to have her on and to have her talk about this method of intuitive connection. Stephanie has faced some challenges in her life and really changed her life around to honor this authentic part of her calling. And so I'm excited to talk to her about her story, and hopefully some folks will call in to get some readings, some numerology readings, and I think she's going to look at my numbers too. So with no further ado, are you there, Stephanie?
Yes, I am. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Really good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
awesome. Well, thanks so much for sharing the hour with Inner Voice and sharing your insight.
Why, thank you. That's what I'm here for, to share.
Very cool. Very cool. So I did want to ask you, I always ask people who are on the show, when you think about following your inner voice, following your intuitive guidance, it's a little off the beaten path. We don't live in a culture that really honors that way of knowing and growing. So I would ask folks, did you carve out this path for yourself, or did it kind of nudge gently at you till you started to listen? What was that journey like for you to start to listen to your intuitive guidance system, Stephanie?
It didn't nudge gently. It nudged very hard. I just didn't pay attention. 30-some-odd years ago, I began studying the metaphysics in my salon, actually, first on my own, and then I brought it into my salon because we weren't computerized, so I had a library. And I would do numerology and biorhythms and birthday numbers for entertainment purposes. And my entire adult life, I always received exactly what I want, and then it would slip through my fingers, and it was quite painful. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm an 11-year breast cancer survivor, I didn't sustain my biggest loss with cancer. I actually never believed how serious it was. I just knew I was going to be okay. I sustained my biggest losses in my life after I beat cancer. And that's mm-hmm. when I stopped and decided to pay attention and looked at my own numbers. And when I did, I smiled and realized that's what was happening. It was God, the universe, trying to get my attention, and I didn't want to listen, and now I am, and everything is turning around, and numerology is my passion because it's very important that I share what I know because I see what it's done for me.
That's awesome, and I think that practitioners who, you know, we often have our own stories about how we've tamed our own energies or learn from our own growing opportunities, and that really makes us wonderful practitioners because we're connected with that part of ourselves, that wounded healer part of ourselves, and a lot of times that ignites our passion to help other people. So that's so wonderful that you listened.
Finally, yes. Finally, it was like, how much more are you going to take away from me? Like, if I was meant to be like this, why didn't you just take me when I had cancer? And mm-hmm. it revealed itself. I wasn't supposed to, but how dramatic is God to take all that away from me? And I still didn't pay attention. And then finally, when it was my income, which sustains you in this life, I stopped and said, uh-oh, and everything was revealed to me. It was all there.
Wow, wow. I think it's so wonderful, this idea that the symptom is really a gift and that we are given opportunities to connect with our inner guidance. And in Jungian languaging, the whole idea that the symptom is a gift and it comes to you to show you what you need to balance or what you need to pay attention to or how you need to grow or change. And I really think it's wonderful that you were able to finally listen. And you know, the universe is so good to us by reminding us again and again and again.
That's true. Everything is a sign, and that's why I love numbers, because numbers is the universal language. If we don't understand language, we can always communicate with the numbers. Everything in the universe is created with numbers. The Bible is written in numbers. We always see numbers. I get a lot of people that say, how come I keep on seeing repeating numbers? That's mm-hmm. the universe trying to get your attention. And then, mm-hmm. thank God, they come to me. I understand numerology. I'm the messenger. And they take what they need.
That's wonderful. I always end up waking up at 3:33 in the morning.
Well, see, that's the message time. That is the time that you know your dream is not a dream, it's a message, or that you need to get up and start writing and paying attention and seeing just what comes out, because that's when you can connect with the divine, the universe. That's the time.
awesome. So cool. Wow. So, how is it that you figured out that it was about numbers and not about tarot and not about chakras? How were you able to figure out what tool really spoke to you? What was that story like for you?
Well, like I said, in my salon, I had a library, mm-hmm. and my clients would come in, and to keep them entertained, I would just pick a book and ask them a question and start reading to them. But more often than not, it was always the numerology book, because mm-hmm. clients would come in and say, I want a new career, or I got a new job, or I just got a new boyfriend, or I want to take a vacation. What does the timing look like? So I would go back to numerology, and it resonated with me as well as my clients. And that's how I just generated more and more. But even though I look at astrology, I can see how it complements. So everything that's going on in the universe with the stars and the moons and the eclipses, they all complement the day's vibration when I do the numbers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it all fits like a puzzle. It's all important. God just chose me for numbers, and yet I'm bad at math.
Are you really?
Oh, my God. I can't figure out a checkbook to save my life.
Oh, my gosh. And so what do repeating numbers mean for the listeners out there? What is it? When you have repeating numbers that show up.
When you have repeating numbers, that is the universe trying to get your attention for something that's going on in your life. Let's just say you see the number 11 on the clock or on a license plate or whatever. The number 11 is the gut feeling. It's the intuition and it's the vision. To me, that's saying that the universe wants you to pay attention to your gut feeling, that you mm-hmm. have answer and stop resisting it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're seeing threes, that's a different interpretation, because the three is the Holy Trinity. It has to do with faith and hope, expression. It has to do with changes and surprises. So it depends on what's going on in your life at that time. If you were to see threes all the time, maybe the universe is trying to tell you, have faith, have hope. It's going to be okay. Stay on your path. Or look for a surprise. Keep your eyes open. Be aware. Change is coming. So that's what
awesome.
Say for a three.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's totally different if you were a three life path or if you were in a three personal year. It depends on the placement of the numbers.
Right, right. And what about evens and odds? What can you say a little bit about the difference between even and odd numbers and how they show up differently or what they mean? Is there any meaning
to
that?
No, not really in even in odds, because everything goes in 9-year cycles.
Okay.
Your life path is 1 through 9. Your personal year goes 1 through 9. And I work with 1 through 9 with maturity and your attitude and karmic debt numbers. And there's only 4 karmic debt numbers in numerology, and they come from your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
There are master numbers, which means that if your life path comes out to a master number, you came into this life with a purpose and with a mission, and you really need to accomplish it. It's a burden. It's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very important to be aware of, the master numbers.
And are they 11, 22, 33, and 44? Sorry?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. And the 4 karmic debt, because everybody has a karmic lesson that they need to learn. But a karmic debt is something that you have to pay back in order to move forward. And there's only 4 karmic debt numbers in numerology, and that's 13, 14, 16, and 19.
Interesting. I've never heard that before. And how do they differ? How do those numbers differ in terms of what the karmic debts are? Do they?
Yes. The karmic debt number 13 means that you have to focus. Your life has been scattered. You have had obstacles after obstacles, and you need to reach success in your life. But because you're not paying attention and you're very scattered, you haven't been able to pay back your karmic debt to reach your success. The number 14 has to do with freedom abused. In a prior lifetime, you could have abused other people's freedom, or somebody abused your freedom. So in this lifetime, you have to learn how to get past freedom abuse by respecting other people in order to move forward. The karmic debt number 16 is the reunion with spirit. You must literally destroy the old you as you know it and begin a new birth, a new you, in order to move forward and pay your karmic debt. And that's actually what happened to me. I have karmic debt 16. And I didn't pay back my karmic debt till I became a mature woman. And then there's the 19, which is a self-imposed prison. In a prior lifetime, you were either punished or abused or put in a prison, or you did it to others. So in this lifetime, you feel like you're always trapped, and you have to get over that feeling of being in a self-imposed prison and let yourself free.
Wow, that's just awesome. That is the first time I've heard anything about karmic debt numbers. Like, I'm somewhat familiar with this numerology, and when I have made some big life choices, I've done some numerology charts for myself and moved on things because of numerology, but I've never heard about karmic debt numbers. That's fascinating to me. I mean,
Yeah, normally people aren't interested in that. They want to know their life path and their personal year. And their attitude, because your attitude is how you view the world, how you see things. But your life path is what you need to accomplish in this lifetime if you want to be truly happy. And you may say you're happy and you may feel you're happy, but there's times when you just sit quietly and just wonder if things were different. What would it have been like? And that has to do with the fact that you may not be on the path to your life.
Have you heard this idea? I had a numerologist friend who told me this, and I'd never heard this either, that with the master numbers, you can either reduce the master number, and if you live your life in a way where you've reduced the master number, you're really not honoring the master number showing up, like the higher energies of the master number. Have you heard that? Is that something that... Okay.
All the master numbers are reduced. The 11 is reduced to a 2, so it takes on the personality of the 2. The 22 is reduced to the 4, so it takes on the personality of the 4. And the 33 is reduced to the 6.
Awesome.
So, yes, you'll live your life as a 2. You'll live your life as a 4, and you'll live your life as a 6. Because the 11 master number is the thinker of God. It's the person who has the vision and the dreamer. And unless they follow their gut, if they don't accomplish that, they're just going to be a 2.
I'm loving hearing that, because I... several years ago went and did some master's work at a particular school, and I did a numerology chart for myself, and the reason that I went there was because of the 11s that showed up in my chart. That was like the final thing. I was like, oh, I have to go because of these 11s, and I didn't know that, but that's really interesting to me.
Yeah, the 11 is the dreamer. The 11 has the vision. The 11 is always thinking of what God wants, what God is having them do in this lifetime. But see, it's taking on the 2, which is a love number. It's the number of partnership. It's the number of a team player, cooperation. So being a 2 is a wonderful thing, and you should actually use that partnership, that team player, in order to accomplish your 11 master number with your vision.
Wow, that's fascinating because it's kind of what I'm doing. So that's really interesting to me. that really fits, for sure.
I looked at your birthday, so the 11s you're seeing must come from your birth name.
Yes, they did. Because I did a fuller chart. It was about 6 years ago. But, yes, I know that they don't show up in my birth date. But I would love to know more about my birth numbers for my birth date, if you'd be willing to share.
Absolutely. You're born 8/6, and I won't give the year, but you do come out to a number 9, which is the humanitarian, mm-hmm. which is the person who's always doing for others. Children and animals absolutely adore number 9s. You really need to ask for help. You're the type of person where you'll say to someone, you know what, before I explain it to you, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, it's totally true.
Where really you really shouldn't. You should say, okay, I'm going to explain it to you, and from now on you're going to do it. 9s want to do everything themselves. 9s make themselves responsible for everyone and everything. You are also the type of person that if somebody's in trouble, let's say they fell down a well and they're screaming help, you would just run down the well and then say, oh boy, now we're both down here.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But don't worry, because I'll get us out.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
well, that's who you are, and that's what you're going to accomplish in this lifetime, is giving of yourself. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as you learn to ask for help, that you're not responsible. 9s also carry a lot of scars from the time that they were children.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone. But most, it's almost like the 9s, when they become adults, they feel like they're the parents to the parents.
Yeah, that's totally accurate. And that has definitely been my story, and that's definitely played out.
And I have to
accept the limitations of them, of my parents. Yeah.
Yes, and you have to let that go, because you have to understand that that was just your experience, and you're not really responsible. So
Yes. Stop.
But see, that's in you. Your heart is just so big. You're very, very giving. You look for spiritual guidance. You're very in tune to the metaphysical, and I don't want to use the word religion, but you're a worshiper. You look for the higher self. You are self-sacrificing.
Mm-hmm.
And all that's good. With limits.
Right, and good boundaries.
That's your life path. But the attitude, the way you view the world, you need to be free. Nobody can hold you down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a happy day when you're packing your bags and you're going. You just have to explore the world. You should not have married young. People who marry young, it will not last, because you need to go and experience the world. You are a lover of life. If you don't like to be a partier, you like your pretty house and you like to entertain in your home.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And 5s rather give than receive. So you see how the 5 is emphasizing the 9 as a giver?
Mm-hmm.
You can't help yourself. As a matter of fact, when somebody tries to give you something, you're looking at them like, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why are you giving me that? No. I'll give you something. I don't want anything in return.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the 5. It's also the natural investigator. So if somebody says to you, this is green, you're going to say, okay, but I got to go find out for myself. But I'm telling you, I know you're telling me, but I'm going to go find out.
That's how I was when I was in school. I wouldn't even go to college at the normal time, because I didn't want anybody to tell me what to think, and I had to go out and do my own, traveling and that sort of thing, till I got to a place in myself where I calmed down enough that I could have someone tell me what to think and say, well, yes, I do believe this or I don't believe this. But I couldn't even sit in that kind of an environment initially. I was just, it offended.
No, you would feel like a caged animal.
Yeah, and I did. And I didn't go to school till I was about 26. So, yeah.
Wow. See, and this is the kind of validation that I get excited because it shows that you wrote this script. And like you were saying, from your name is where all your 11s are. It's your birth name that has the script in it that you wrote. It's your destiny and why you came here. But it's your path that you must accomplish because you can always change your name. You cannot change your birth date.
Right, that makes sense, sure.
So your birth name has the script, but your current name is the vibration that you're giving out today.
That makes me really curious about the idea of chosen names, people who choose other spiritual names or that sort of thing. How does that change their destiny and their life script?
Well, believe it or not, God has his hand in that as well, because I just did a chart for a young lady who was pregnant, and she comes from a family where the mother picks the child's name. But she had the ability to pick the child's birthday because she was going to have a C-section. So I gave her the reading for the three dates, and she picked a date. And she was a little unsure and hesitant because she wasn't happy with the name that was going to be picked for the baby. So she was trying to make up for it with the energy of the birth date or something like that. I don't know too much about her culture, but she went into labor on the day that she picked.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. I love the idea of, you know, that the numbers write our destiny, because a lot of my work in my life has been about listening to my intuition and setting aside my logical or rational mind, because I grew up in a family where there was no honoring the intuition as being real or being valuable. And so I've had to move away energetically from thinking too much about things and just trusting what is supposed to happen by getting out of the way and listening to signs. And so it's really delightful to have you say, you know, that it's already written in your destiny. I just love that idea.
It is. And also, you're born on the sixth day of the month, and that's another love number. Six and nine are two of the love numbers. And the six is the magnetic number. You draw things unto you. But you have to be careful, and I don't know with certainty, of course, but you tend to go after men or the opposite sex that wants to be saved, that are looking for mommies because you're the nurturer.
Yeah, that has been true in my past life. It isn't true as much anymore because I'm more conscious of that pattern playing out, and so I don't make those same choices, but that has been true in the past, yes.
Yeah,
very much so.
Because sixes are the nurturer, the healer, the lover. It's all about children. So you have the six and the nine, so you can actually speak with animals.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
They absolutely come to you, and you can just look at them and have this conversation with them.
Yeah, that's true. The other day I was, our cat doesn't come upstairs to our bedroom anymore. She didn't for months and months and months. And it was about a month and a half ago. I just sat on the couch and I said, honey, we really miss you upstairs. You know, and I thought, what the heck am I doing? And, you know, we would really like it if you would come up and sleep with us like this, right? And she came up that night, and she's been up ever since.
Yeah, she was waiting for you to speak with her.
Yeah, I was amazed. I was like, what the heck? That's crazy. But, yeah, it's true.
And you have two of those numbers. You have the six and the nine. You're also born on the eighth month, which means that you have the ability to attain abundance. I don't think you're living on the negative side, because the negative side of a number 8 is everything is everybody else's fault if you don't have it.
No, yeah, I've never really felt that very strongly. That kind of energy is, I've never felt that. Like, I've always been more in the place of being able to, you know, actualize or materialize things, and kind of what is mine is everyone's. You know, that
yeah.
I've never struggled with selfishness. I've never struggled with that. So,
well,
yeah.
that's who you are. You are a lover of life. You draw unto you. You have to help everyone, and you need to ask for help.
Well, and it's funny that you would say that too, Stephanie, because just this year I made a very conscious decision to ask for help in many different arenas. And it's been amazing since the beginning of the year, being able to ask for help, being able to barter and trade and these sorts of things. And I've had several very, very fortuitous situations, bartering kind of things. And, you know, someone who's really good at technical work and I'm not, and me trading intuitive counseling to them. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful fit. And I have been asking for help from people when I don't have certain skills that I haven't mastered, you know. And I've been making my circle get bigger that way, and just creating more of a community, you know, that's less tit for tat and more about, you know, how can we help and be co-creative. So that's definitely been a part of the work I've been doing.
Well, you're also in your 2 personal year, which means this is a year of expanding your networking, a year of relationships, a year of cooperation, and a year to be patient and to smile, because you need to work in concert with partnerships and
yeah.
groups. And be a team. Last year, you were in your first year of New Beginnings, where you began to lay down the foundation for the change you're explaining
yeah.
to me now.
That's true. And last year was much more about doing things myself, like mustering up the energy to just do it all myself. And it felt like laying down a foundation for things, but it was much more about doing it myself. And
it was writing your plan. You had the opportunity last year to write the plan for your next 9-year cycle.
Wow.
And the 1 year is a very creative year. It's a lot of things come to you in the 1 year, and you need to put that into action, the parts that you want and the parts that you don't want, you need to let go of. And then in the 2 year, that's what you're doing right now. You're implementing.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true, yeah.
And see, next
yeah.
year you're going to be doing a lot more communicating and expanding your network even more. It's like the first year you planted the seed. The second year you're just starting to see it sprout. The third year you're watering it and picking away the weak little buds so it can get stronger.
It's been really cool because I've been able to sit back and watch things come to me, and that's the first time that I've actually been able to do that. Like, I've actually put some energy out saying, well, I don't want to do this way, and then the universe presents it in a different way. I haven't had to do anything. That's amazing to me. I mean,
well, that's what happened to me as well, because I would put something in my head that I wanted it, and I always
mm-hmm.
got it, even if I didn't get it exactly the way I wanted it, but I always got what I wanted, and then it would slip through my fingers. And instead of sitting back and say, what happened, I would take the attitude, oh, well, I'll just do it again. And then it would happen again, and then it would happen again. And I sustained a lot of losses. And then finally, as a mature woman, it's like, okay, I'm done.
You said you were one of those master numbers, or those karmic debt numbers, right? One of the
yes,
ones
the old me had to die away completely for the birth of the new me, and that's what just is happening in the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 years.
And are the karmic debt numbers, Are they numbers that come from your birthday, or are they numbers that come from your name? How do you determine
from
what
your
the
birth
numbers?
It comes from the birthday. It's actually the birthday.
Okay. Okay.
Your birthday is very significant.
Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. So then those aren't reduced. Those just
I reduce them in order because I'm born on the 16th, so I reduce it to a 7 to see how I'm supposed to pay my karmic debt. And the 7 is the spiritual number.
Right.
In order for the 16 debt to be paid by the old me dying and the new me being reborn, I had to do it through spirit. I had to bring the conscious spirit forward and let go of the subconscious, which was controlling me on a daily basis. I was living in the body, and I was actually killing the soul. So until I realized the soul needs to come forward and live in the conscious world and not the subconscious world, that things started coming to me as well.
Fascinating. Well, we do have a couple people online, and I wonder if maybe they'll call in for reading. So I'm just putting it out there for folks who are listening that if you can raise your hand, that means that your little microphone will turn red, and we will know that you'd like to have a reading. Yay! Really? No. Oh, wait. Did someone do it? No. I got all excited. Everything moved around, but no. Wait. Oh, wait. No, it hasn't happened. Well, anyway, if you would like to, that would be great. You could call in. So maybe that will happen.
Well, you know what? Were you going to ask something? I apologize.
Oh, no. What were you going to say, Stephanie?
I was going to say I wanted to give a rundown on how to calculate numbers so those who are a little shy about calling, at least I give them something that they can work with on their own, and then if they want further information, then they can contact me. The way I receive or the way I get the life path number, which is the number you must achieve in this lifetime, I add the complete birthday down to a single digit, unless it comes to an 11, 22, and 33. I still reduce it. But if it comes down to 11, 22, and 33, it changes the interpretation a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we go in 9-year cycles. And if you happen to be a one life cycle, you are the leader of your own life. If you're in a 2 life cycle, you're a team player and you excel in partnership and it's a love number. You're in love with love. Mm-hmm. If you're a 3, that is someone who likes to be noticed, a speaker, someone who's very creative, enjoys the arts. Number 4 is the master builder, the seeker, the teacher. If a 4 earns a $10 bill, they're going to save 5. They secure their money for a legacy. The number 5 is the freedom lover, the visionary, the one who has to go and experience, the one who is a natural investigator. The 6 is the protector, loves children and animals, heals, magnetic personality. The 7 is the thinker, the most spiritual of all numbers. The 8 is the one for attainment, money, big ego, needs to be in their own business. Their appearance is very important to them. On the negative side, it's totally different. The number 9, you are the humanitarian. You help others. You give of yourself. You have to ask for help. And that's the 9 life cycle for your birth path. Now, on a personal year, there's 9 personal year cycles that we go through. I calculate that with your month, your day, and then the current year that we're in. And then I reduce that down to a single digit. There are no master numbers in personal years.
Okay.
So if you're in a one personal year, it's a new beginning. Opportunities, planting the seed. Your two-year, which you're in, is about relationships, cooperation, patience. If you're in a three-personal year, it's all about creativity, motivation, inspiration, expanding your social arena, networking, having fun. Your four-personal year is nose to the grindstone, hard work, discipline, opportunities, and delays. But it's a year of studying and learning. The one in the 4 year, you have an opportunity to rewrite your plan. The 1 year you write a plan, your fourth year, you can rewrite the plan if it hasn't manifested at that point in the manner that you wanted it to. Your fifth year, you've got to go travel. You've got to go and explore. It's expect the unexpected. It's a year of big change. You need to embrace it. It's another fun year. Sixth year has to do with immediate family responsibilities and domestic service. Mm-hmm. It's another quiet year. You don't make any big changes in the sixth year other than staying with immediate family. The seventh year is all about self-awareness. Meditating, praying, asking the big questions, what's this all about? It's a good year to write. Let it all out. Get it out of your head. Your eight personal years, your year of reward, your year of recognition and respect. It's the year where you get what you've been working for the prior 7 years. And then your 9 year is the year of completion. And letting go and transforming and ending. Get rid of everything that doesn't work in your life, that doesn't serve you, so you can begin another 9 year cycle.
And then do you just, if you have a number 10, do you just reduce it back to one? Is that how
you
that
reduce
works?
It back to one. Always reduce it back to one. The there is no number 10 in the personal year or in the life path. But if you calculate it, let's say you were born on the 10th day, mm-hmm. you have the personality of a 1, but because there's a 0 next to it, it makes it a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the 0 has no beginning and no end.
Right, right, Alpha and Omega, right.
So a sure. person born on the 1st of the month and the person born on the 10th of the month, that one personality is going to be stronger on the 10th than it is on the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sure. how the 10 comes in or the 0 comes in. The 0 always amplifies the number in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. I have someone named Pinky saying that they're in the queue, and I'm wondering if that means that they would like a reading. Let me see if I can get them to give some of their birth date information over the chat line, and maybe we can do it that way. Let me write this and see if that is what they're looking for, because they're saying, ah, ha, ha. Okay, Pinky 12 is saying that their birth date is 2-12-62.
Okay, 2-12. She's in her two personal year, which is a time for partnerships and cooperation and patience and relationships. Wait, see, I have to do it on a calculator. I can't even figure it out in my head.
It's great.
She is a 7 life path, which makes her a very spiritual person. She is always asking the big questions. She's a thinker. She needs to get out of her own head. She would make an excellent writer. 7s stay in their own head because they don't understand. They don't know where to get their answers. They have to get it out. But it has all to do with the metaphysical world, meditating, listening to music, being still. That's her life path. She has great things that she can do. She's born on the 12th day, which reduces down to a 3, which makes her an excellent communicator. She can speak about everything she's feeling if she gets it out of her head. She has a 5 attitude. She's a freedom lover. She has no problem getting out there. She needs to explore life. She's going to get her spiritual answers by getting close to the water. She needs to be by water. If not, mountains and trees. Nature is where she communicates. And being a 5 attitude where she loves to travel, chances are she's going to travel towards the water because she's a 7 spirit. And she would really love to do it with a partner because she's born on the 2nd month, which makes her a lover of life, and she's in her personal year 2, which is a good time for either getting a partner, falling more in love with a partner, or mm-hmm. doing something with her partner.
Very cool. Well, Pinky says that she definitely relates to that 100%. So
that's very nice.
She is saying. So there's your confirmation and validation. She said all of it. So yes.
Very nice.
You know me, laugh out loud.
That's what I say, because people will say to me, "How did you know that?" I don't know that. I'm just a messenger. This is how God put it all together.
This is how
God communicates with us, because as we grow older, we forget. We forget mm-hmm. why we came here.
Mm-hmm.
And all we have to do is look at the numbers.
That's
and it'll
awesome.
Give us a script.
Yeah, I think we get so caught up in outside voices, and some of us come in more clear about that, you know, listening to our inner truth and our inner guidance, and some of us really have to struggle to unearth what that looks like. But I think that, you know, it's easy to get caught up in what we should do because there's so many, you know, directions that we're pulled in. But I think that it's wonderful when the numbers show you what's meant to be. And actually, any inner guidance system, whether it's chakras, tarot, numerology, all of these tools are just so wonderful.
I use all of those tools because they are very important. And I just generate it towards the numerology part of it. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's all awesome, and I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that this is my passion now, to share this information, because when your lousy circumstances are stronger than when your desire to change becomes stronger than the lousy circumstances that you're in, that's when you start looking towards alternatives for your answers, and numerology is one of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
What I do in particular with my coaching, a coach doesn't give you the answers, and a coach doesn't do the work for you. The coach tells you about your strengths and your weaknesses as you tell your coach. And then together you create a game plan. But you have to implement the game plan. And when you start to stumble or fall or doubt, you just look over at your coach, and the coach is there to support you. But
yeah.
Yes, it always has to be done by you.
Absolutely. That's one of the most interesting topics to me, because I do intuitive counseling and it's so different. I also do intuitive readings, and as you know, it's a really different way of approaching the work. Exactly what you're saying applies. This idea that if you're coaching or counseling, you really want to elicit the response from the person who's having the work done, and you just want to be more of a guide or a witness or mirror for them, you know, their strengths and their growing edges, like you're talking about. And I just think it's so interesting to see how people approach that process, whether or not they want to go in depth and do that mirroring piece, or whether they prefer to get a reading, because it's like one way or another way. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. And that's why I like numerology, because a lot of people want to be told or they want to see. And with numerology, I actually can give them the information, give them a reading or a report that's going to be with them always, so when they forget, they can go back and listen.
Exactly.
The numerology readings don't change. The personal years change. But the reason why you came into this lifetime does not change. And when something starts gnawing at you, and you don't know what it is, but you know that it's something, that's where the coaching and the numerology helps you to figure that out. As well as other metaphysical modalities. It's the one that resonates the best with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that that's really, really cool, too, the idea that, you know, different kinds of modalities resonate better for different people, and that it's about, you know, figuring out what really speaks to you and calls you, and then sharing the gift that way, you know, like you do with the numerology.
Exactly. And for as many years as I've been doing it, it wasn't until I stopped and did my own that I began to help others. So in other words, until I fell in love with me, helped me, I seriously found out I couldn't help anybody else. So as much as you want to help other people, it doesn't really work well. You have to help you first.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that. I think that that's that wounded healer archetype, you know, that whole idea that we can help other people heal once we understand our own growing edges, once we understand who we are and what we're here to do and what we're here to share. And then we have increased empathy toward other people. But we can't fill it up until we fill ourselves up. I totally
agree
with
and
that.
When we fill ourselves up, we have to move in the direction of the script that we wrote, because we came here for a reason. We came here to accomplish something. And if you don't accomplish it, the other people who are waiting to hear your message are waiting for you to help them are never going to receive that help, because you didn't want to help yourself.
That's just a wonderful way to look at that. That really is, because it means that we're all co-creatively responsible for each other.
When you're on an airplane, what do they say? God forbid, if there's going to be an accident or something, take care of yourself first before you take care of the children. Because you're not going to be able to help the children if you're dead.
Exactly. I really like the way that you're talking about that and the way that you're sharing that idea. I think that's so true. And I think especially in metaphysical communities, it can be, you know, sometimes there is some pressure to not have good boundaries, to, you know, pull a rabbit out of a hat for someone or tell them what they want to hear. You know, and it's so, so important for us to recognize that by giving people guidance, there's a responsibility that comes with that, and that we have a responsibility to say what is true and not just what people want to hear.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. And it all starts by falling in love with you and helping you, so this way you have the ability to help others. And that's what we're here to do. Because we are all connected.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Awesome. Very cool.
And that's why I love numerology. As a matter of fact, I would like to share that numerology was a scientifically calculated method that was proven accurate. And it was the formula that I follow is Pythagoras, and he was a Greek mathematician, spiritual man, and he was not well received in his own country, just like Jesus. Jesus was not received by his own.
Right.
So Pythagoras went to Italy, and he started his own church and recruited others who believed in what he believed in, and he said that it was through divine intervention that he received this information to perfect this system.
I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Yes. And he stayed in his church for almost 100 years until it burned, and he died in the church.
Wow. Wow.
And so the Pythagorean systems are still used in schools today, so he's a highly recognized mathematical person.
But I didn't know that he was spiritual. Like, I knew, you know, the Pythagorean theorem and all of that, and that's what mathematics is based on. But I didn't know that there was a spiritual element to it. That's not something that you're taught. And I don't even think in my reading about numerology I've heard that either.
Yes, he was a spiritual man, and he tried to get it out, and they weren't buying it, so he left.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's why I practiced the Pythagorean system, because he was a spiritual man. He was a very devout, holy man, and he went to Italy, and I'm Italian, so I guess a little prejudice there, but he went to Italy and started a church.
That's awesome. We just have about 4 more minutes, but I want to make sure that you're able to give all of your information out about where to reach you for your wonderful readings and your coaching and your numerology.
Okay, I do have a Facebook presence, and people can find me just by typing in my name, Stephanie Campione. I am under construction. I do have P3 coaching right now, but we are changing all that around. It's coaching by the numbers, so they can contact me directly by email, which is my birth name. I went back to my birth name because of the energy, and it's Stefanina, S-T-E-F like in Frank, A-N-I-N-A, and the number 10 at Gmail, or go right to P3 Coach, Purpose, Power, and Pride, because there's a lot of P3 coaches.
Okay.
And right on my website, I have an opt-in box where people can type in their name and their birthday and their email, and I'll send them their personal year reading, add them to my mailing list, and then on Mondays they get a forecast based on their personal year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that helps. That helps them, because it's like weekly on Mondays they get, like, instead of getting your astrology or your horoscope, you're getting your numerology reading.
Right, right. Well, I just love your approach, and I want to thank you for sharing this hour with Inner Voice and sharing your wisdom and your insight and your stories.
Well, I appreciate it very much. I always love sharing. And if any of this resonates with one person, then I did what I was supposed to do.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Stephanie.
Oh, you're so welcome. Enjoy the remainder of your evening, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds great. Have a great evening.
You too. Good night.
Good night. If you've enjoyed listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour this evening, I encourage you to check out the archives. There's 3 years worth of archives, back shows, on everything from chakra balancing to intuitive tarot reading to Jungian psychology to people who have followed their inner voice and have amazing stories to tell. So I encourage you to share your pretty shiny face with Inner Voice so you can follow the show, and to check out the archives and check out those back shows.
My name says the fool turned fool, the joke was on me. I got all those birds flying off of the tree. That's the sea. And the blessings were like poets that we never find time to know. But when time stopped, I found a book where the
whatever you do between now and next week, go and make magic, inspire magic, feel magic, create magic, connect with magic. That's what we're here for. Have a great evening, everyone. Take care. Bye now.